His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story this weekend in the Republican American, Camp Shane has been closed in Kent and is under investigation. The state investigating a summer weight loss camp in Kent but won't say why. The Office of Early Childhood and Department of Children and Families released a statement saying they are conducting a joint investigation of Camp Shane due to concerns about the health, safety, and well-being of children enrolled at the summer youth camp, end quote. The director of Camp Shane in Kent shut down the camp Thursday, according to the statement. The camp operated out of South Kent School for the summer. Quote, there's a pending investigation involving minors. No further details are provided at this time, according to the statement. A phone message left at Camp Shane, which is headquarters in New York, was not returned on Friday. The co-ed residential camp has locations in five states, including Connecticut. The camp in Connecticut is the only Camp Shane in the state. Meanwhile, North Canaan and the state at odds over the Masonic Lodge property. The state purchased the former Masonic Lodge property at 310 Canaan Road, Route 44, last December, but the Board of Selectmen has just recently learned the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection had hoped for a partnership with the town for its maintenance and some oversight. That proposal met with some pushback. The state purchased the 1.92-acre parcel that houses the lodge for $140,000. During the board meeting on Monday, Selectman Christian Allen, a Housatonic River Commission member who backed the idea and helped cement the purchase, acknowledged he wasn't aware the state expected the town to take a role. First Selectman Charles Perotti said the issue arose recently when someone called about the kitchen equipment at the lodge. That led Perotti to have a discussion with the DEEP commissioner, who asked him about the sale and the connection to the town. He thought we leased the property, Perotti said. They were shocked that I didn't know anything about it. I only knew they talked about our resident trooper locking gates. Allen cited the benefits of the state owning the property, which would allow access to the Housatonic River before Canaan is the only one of seven towns of the Housatonic River Commission lacking entry. He suggested a volunteer group could be established to oversee the area. Tim Abbott of Housatonic Valley Association said he was the reason the state brought the property. As a land conservationist, he thought the property would provide good river access. Quote, I met with encouragement from the River Commission and my boss at the HVA and helped figure out how to do it. End quote. HVA put up money for the option to buy. Abbott added that Trumbull told him sometime last year he was insistent the municipality must be involved. Representative Hayes has included local projects in a 2022 spending bill. Locally, for us, that means in West Cornwall, $3 million proposed for a wastewater facility in West Cornwall and $400,000 for Sharon Hospital telehealth improvements. How has the New York economy recovered? Tax revenue has jumped $5 billion more than expected. A consumer spending spree as COVID-19 waned fueled a remarkable growth in New York's tax revenue, giving the state a rosy financial picture. State tax receipts exceeded the anticipated revenue by a whopping $4.8 billion from April through June, helping the state recover its losses from the pandemic that shuttered most businesses for months in mid-2020. In Berkshire County, the first responders have been awarded $28,000 in grants. Three communities have been awarded thousands of dollars. Pittsfield Police Department received $7,800 for equipment and training. North Adams Police Department got $7,400 to buy bodily protection equipment and medical bags. And the Cheshire Fire Department received $13,000 to purchase protection equipment. Town of Dover has their planning board meeting that is coming up tonight at their location in Dover Plains, New York. Village of Millerton has a meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Salisbury tonight at 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission. In Kent tonight, the Park and Recreation has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Sheffield has a select board meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Cornwall, Hooked on Llamas, with Debbie Labby, the Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall, bring your children to meet a llama. Debbie will read It's Your Mama, a Llama. It begins at 10:30. Also tomorrow in Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority meets at 5 p.m. In Salisbury, 5:30, the Board of Finance quarterly and end of fiscal year meeting. At 6 o'clock, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse special meeting. In Cornwall on the 20th, Town Hall, 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. Coming up on the 21st, the Board of Education in Cornwall meets at 4:15 via Zoom. In Salisbury on Wednesday, 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission in Kent on Wednesday, the Board of Finance regular meeting at 6 p.m. Sharon has the Conservation Commission meeting in Sharon on Wednesday at 6:30. Conservation Commission has their regular meeting in Kent. That is Wednesday at 7 p.m. as well. Sharon Park and Recreation presents the summer series, their concert. It'll be held Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. Coming up, Roger and Lenny, songs from the golden era of pop. Village of Millerton has a zoning board meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m., a public hearing for two properties. On Thursday in Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission meets at 5:30. In North Canaan, the July monthly meeting of the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission at 7 p.m. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post in North Canaan. It's Rain or Shine. Coming up on Thursday, Last Good Bender. In Cornwall on Friday, the Rock Band Camp has a public performance by the teachers and students participating in Replay Music Studio Rock Band Camp. It'll be held at 2 p.m. in West Cornwall. For an exact location, check with the Cornwall, Connecticut website. On Friday, the Fridays on the Green summer events continue in Norfolk. On Friday, Christmas in July, fun events for food presented by Norfolk NET. Tickets are on sale for Gardens of Sheffield, a weekend event presented by the Sheffield Historical Society, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. The weekend includes a gala party with live music by Mary Ann Palermo and the First Take Band, a talk on how to extend the growing season by Ron Krajowski, and a tour of 8 Sheffield Gardens. More information and tickets at sheffieldhistory.org. A Groot ARP acquisition, Bookmarks, Art Celebrating Friendships with Books. A reception is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. And in the Key of C, a concert for Claremont featuring Ian Flanagan is July 24th. Claremont's Arrow Lawn, 1 Claremont Avenue in Germantown. General admission tickets to see the concert are on sale, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,687.85, the NASDAQ at 14,427.24, and the S&P 500 at 4,327.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.